A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. This morning, Brachas Lamed Vav 36a, pagination 71. Our topic is Brachas on a practical level, the Bracha on Hearts of Palm. We'd like to begin in the wide lines, if you could count down, about 8 lines, at the end of a line, V'chol Heicha. I'm sorry, 4 lines from the wide. I'm looking at the end of the piece, and we want to start from the beginning of the piece that I chose. So from the wide lines, it's 4 lines down at the 2 dots, Kura, which is hearts of palm, the soft part of the palm tree as it grows fresh in the new year. The part that will get hard when it's left on the tree, and the new growth will come from it. Now, that concept is true. You look at all kinds of trees, a maple tree, an oak tree. You look at any tree, the beginning, it's a leaf. And then the next year it hardens, it becomes wider, bigger. But initially, when it's the first growth, very soft, it is edible. So Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Bore Pri Ho Adama, Rabbi Yehuda says that the correct bracha on it is Bore Pri Ho Adama, Ushmuel Omar Shakol Nihiye Bedvaro. And Shmuel says that it's a Shahakol. Now, we need to put on our thinking caps over here, because the bracha that will be indicated will be based on the situation, the function, the usability, the intent of the person who's planting it. All kinds of factors are going to influence what the correct bracha is. Now, hearts of palm, it's growing in the ground, it's a tree. So you have 3 choices. It could be a Borei Pri HaEitz, if it's fruit of the tree, which the Gemara is apparently rejecting. One option is that it's a Borei Pri HaAdama, that the hearts of palm are not the intentional fruit of the tree, and therefore it's downgraded from being a Borei Pri HaEitz to, even though it's a tree, you call it Borei Pri HaAdama. Or it is considered such an unusual thing to eat that it is edible, we acknowledge that, but it's certainly not intended under normal societal standards to eat it. And therefore it's a shahakol, it's considered, if you'll excuse me, weird to be eating it, and Shmuel assesses it as a shahakol. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda Oma Borei Pri HaAdama, Rabbi Yehuda says the hearts of palm are Borei Pri HaAdama, Pirohu, it is a fruit, but it's not the primary fruit, the intentional fruit of the palm tree. Palm tree produces dates. The hearts of palm is really a branch growth. And it's a fruit, but it's not the main fruit. And therefore it's a Borei Pri HaAdama. Ushmuel Oma Shakol Nihiye Bedvaro. And Shmuel says it's a Shahakol. Ho V'sofa La'akshos. The end of such a growth is that it's going to dry. It's going to get hard. It's going to end up becoming bark. And therefore it's not the intentional part of the tree that to be eaten. And therefore it's a Shahakol. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, even though I say that it's a Shahakol, arguing on you, who say it's Ohadama. Shmuel says, nevertheless, I have a proof that would support your position. Shinana, sharp one, kavosech mistavra. It seems like you. Datsanon, because if you consider the case of a radish, that's sofa lahakshos, that if you leave it in the ground for too long, it'll become hard. And we know Shmuel says the consensus is that we make a Adama on a radish. So it would seem like you, that on hearts of palm, even though they're going to get hard, we should still recite Adama. The Gemara says, Velohi, and it's not true. Because tsinon nati inshi adaita de pugla, because tsinon people planted, the radish is planted with the intent to eat it when it is still edible, when it is soft. Whereas dikla lonati inshi adaita de kura, a palm, people don't plant for the hearts of palm, for the branch to cut it, because that's going to weaken the tree. And instead of letting the tree grow properly, you're going to cut it? People don't do that. And therefore, even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda and brought a proof from the radish, the reality is that the radish is intended to be eaten while it's soft, and therefore it's Adama, whereas the hearts of palm, according to the Gemara standard, are intended to be left on the tree to allow the tree to grow properly, and therefore it's a shahako, because you can't really get better for it, because it's not the intentional fruit, and it's not even intended as a fruit at all. So if you're eating it, and it's odd, it's a shahako. What's fascinating about this Gemara is that in practical halacha, it would seem that the halacha, at least often, will follow totally the opposite of the Gemara's conclusion. But the way to arrive at that opposite conclusion is based on the logic which the Gemara is presenting. The Gemara is presenting a logic that people do not plant palm trees to cut off its branches. In reality, nowadays, there are plantations where they're planting and harvesting based on the fruit called hearts of palm. And that's exactly what they're doing, and they package it, and they can it, and they ship them out, and it's the economy of many communities. Therefore, without paskening any halachas here in Take 10 for Talmud, but just to be aware, the Star K, based on Rav Heinemann, holds that hearts of palm would be ha'etz. Totally contradictory to this Gemara, but following very loyally the logic of the Gemara. Because if you have a plantation that intentionally plants the palm trees for the fruit called hearts of palm, what's the difference if it will one day get hard? The Gemara is very clear that even though the radish will get hard, but if it's planted for the everything, the tomato will rot, the apple will rot. That doesn't bother us. It's in its intended purpose of use. And hearts of palm could end up being eitz. Others argue and make it a hadama because it's not the intentional fruit of the tree under normal circumstances, and they still look at this hearts of palm thing as a little odd. Could someone still hold that it's a shahakal? I guess if they maintain the integrity of the Gemara, they'll say, you know, hearts of palm is a craze, and they're still going to be concerned. But just to be aware that the Gemara will say shahakal adama won't even entertain a ha'etz, and a posek in contemporary time could say it's a ha'etz, following the logic of the Gemara. Likewise, when the Gemara maintains clearly that a radish is adama, the Mishneh Berurah mentions that there are onions and radishes and other sharp foods that many poskim hold are a shahakal, because they're not normally eaten on their own because they're too spicy, too sharp. And if you have an onion that's only eaten with bread, or an onion that's only eaten in a salad, it is possible that if you were to eat it plain, your bracha would be a shahakal. It's a food. You're considering it a food. I guess it's a food, but it's not the normal use of this food, and therefore it would be a shahakal. So you have this fascinating concept that whereas the Gemara presents a very definitive ruling and a very definitive psak, if you're paying attention, you might come up with a different conclusion, but again, totally within loyalty to the principles that the Gemara set out. Yashar Koach, have a wonderful day.